Thank you, Robert. We are greatly honored to have as our guest today Leonard Bernstein. As usual, Mr. Bernstein is heavily committed, so we have only a few minutes to talk. Mr. Bernstein, what interests me most is to hear about what you are currently composing. Or is that a secret not to be released until it's finished?
Oh, it's hardly a secret. The only thing that's secret is the notes themselves, which nobody has heard yet, except some students in Indiana University, where I am holed up for this month, as they've instituted something new called an Institute for Advanced Study, of which I am the first fellow in their history. And the rules of this fellowship are that you come and reside on or near campus and do whatever you want. Isn't that wonderful?
That's marvelous.
And just do whatever you want. So I thought at first that it involved some commitments to the student body, courses for credit, seminars, and so on. I was fully prepared to do that. And then I realized that I wouldn't really get any composing done, because that's what I really gone out there for. I'm in the middle of a composing period now, which is technically 3 months long, having finished a long year of conducting. And at the end of this period, 3 month period of composing, that is March 1st, I have another 7 month period of conducting. So you see, I'm very jealous of my little 3 months. And when you think that the first 2 or 3 weeks of the first month have to be shaved off because you have to get everybody else's notes out of your head to find your own, having been conducting Wagner and Mahler and whatever it is all year, Mozart and Brahms, you find that you now arrive at the month of January, right? So you have 1 month. And then you have a little of February. December was further ruined by Christmas, and not ruined, but family and, you know, get-togethers, but it's not exactly working. Now, in February, I have another week in Bloomington coming up after this Cleveland, after which I have to get back to New York and begin studying the scores that I have to do from March on, so forget the second half of February.
But I have a distinct feeling that your composition is a secret because you haven't told me a word about what you're composing yet.
I'm just trying to tell you how little time there is. That's why I can't say, for example, it's almost done or it's half done. We began really intensive work on it this summer, my colleague and I, Stephen Wadsworth, who's a brilliant young man in his late 20s, who's a critic and a musician and a poet and a literary mind and an extraordinary man, and a good friend. And we spent most of the summer not writing music, but trying to get the libretto into shape, both of us. Then I began writing music seriously, so just toward the end of the summer, and then it was time to compose, time for Tristan. So I am now getting back to it. The way I see the shape of the whole thing, it's going to be about an 80-minute work, very serious, in one act, about the length of Elektra, I mean, one actor of that size. And it will always be played concurrently with Trouble in Tahiti, my old 40-minute opera from 30 years ago, which is a two-character opera.
So you have an evening's bill with the two of them.
The evening's bill. And they must be played together, otherwise you can't really understand the one I'm writing now. But they are very, very different in quality, not only in length. The music is very different. The characters are very different. The approach to them is very different. There are many more characters, and one goes into them in much greater depth than one did in Trouble in Tahiti, which was written really for cardboard figures, which were, in spite of my intentions to keep it light and jazz-oriented and all the rest of it, which cardboard figures were nevertheless invested with a certain amount of depth because of the music.
Well, I won't ask you.
Real characters, and these characters now have produced children, and the children, some are married, and there are brothers and sisters and cousins' wives and so on.
I won't ask you at this time what the whole theatrical affair is about. That's something for a later period when we have more time.
Well, we have time to discuss the old Trouble in Tahiti first.
Yes, right. Let me ask you something else. It would appear that you have done just about everything in music that can be done. Are there any new avenues? Well, yes, of course. But are there any new avenues?
I have not written a 3 or 4 act opera.
Yes, well, I understand.
I have not conducted most operas. I've conducted a handful of operas in my whole life. I can't play the oboe. The lots of things. I can't tap dance.
I take that back. But are there any avenues not in music that you will eventually be pursuing, be they in theater, poetry, or something that may be quite out of the expected? You said that you...
You haven't mentioned anything unexpected. Certainly I am...
How about theater? I'm in the theater.
I might come to that. It's not a thing that I look forward to very much because it's, although I'm terribly interested in it, but I have observed Karajan, for example, directing his own productions that he conducted, and I see how difficult it is for him. He needs 19 assistants. He's always running back and forth between the pit, the house, the control rooms, and everything. And as a result, I think a lot of the work suffers. Sometimes it doesn't, but it's very distracting. And I have all I can do to get the composer's intentions across, which involves treating a whole cast and an orchestra and having a lot to do with the director and with what goes on stage, but not being the director. There's a big difference.
So you may not do it that way.
No, that's not
right
one
away.
Of my ambitions.
Well, we'll find out when you actually do it. One final quick question. We are currently enjoying enormously your PBS series on Beethoven. Can you give us a hint what similar project you may be doing in the future? Is there another one like that?
I can actually give you more than a hint. I'm currently engaged, and will be as soon as I get back to conducting, in completing it, a series of Brahms and a series of Mozart. That will take some years to complete. The Brahms will be completed this year, the four symphonies, the two piano concertos, the violin concerto, the double concerto. There's those big symphonic works, and hopefully the Gesang der Parzen, the second serenade.
And this is all for television?
The Haydn variations.
Wonderful.
It's all for records, too.
And is there
I do everything for records and television simultaneously. And they're all live.
Is there another book in the offing?
There is a book at the moment being put together, but it's not a book I'm writing. It's a book of my writings since juvenilia, of various writings of mine since I was in high school.
I adore the unanswered question.
Oh,
that's a new Bible to me.
I'm so fond of it myself.
Yeah,
but this goes back to things like my Harvard thesis and even before. And has speeches and pieces I've written for various magazines and things never heretofore published. And there will be a lot of pictures. It'll be a sort of album.
It would be lovely to be able to talk for an hour or so, but time really does not permit it. We want to express very sincere thanks to Leonard Bernstein for giving us a few minutes of his time, on which everyone else in the world is also imposing.
Oh, well, that's all right, because everyone else in the world is my friend.
Thank you, and now back to Robert Conrad.